Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Although, I should really just call this thing, this week particularly, an exercise in me showing off, you saying a bit, and a load of good music.
Oh, okay, cool.
That would pretty much sum up the show, wouldn't it, normally? And we're kicking off in true style. Now, I'm not even going to say it's a mixed bag this week. I'm not going to say, oh, the music's interesting this week. I'm just going to let you take care of it yourselves, listeners, because I'm just really excited. I've been wanting to play this band since this show started, and they've got a new album out. This is The Monsters, Blues for Joe. That's The Monsters, Tony.
Nice.
And that is off their new album, which appears to be just be called The Monsters, where it's, I'm going to find out what it's called here. They're not saying, it just says that they've been going for 25 years. Oh, the album's called Pop Up Yours. And The Monsters feature the lead singing talents of Reverend Beatman. They are a legendary garage band. They've been going for 25 years, which is actually only a year or two less than I've been masturbating.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's been nearly constant. I've been constantly touring. what I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
TheMonsters.com.
No, TheMonsters.ch, because they're Swiss. Ha! So, poorly being internet one, Tony Nil. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
This thing that they've sent through, Reverend Beatman sent it through himself, which is really nice, because he's like, even though he runs Voodoo Rhythm Records, the fact that he is the lead singer of the band and we get this thing through, very nicely packaged. I've got two free postcards with it and a poster. I've got an A2 poster.
Wow.
Very nice. Excellent work. I may, because I'm so nice, and even though I am a big fan of theirs, but I may give that the whole package away as part of the Christmas competition, which we will be setting up soon.
It is that time, now, then, isn't it?
It's getting that way, yeah. I'm already working on it. We are going to be getting a load of CDs again, especially for the competition. It's just how many we're going to get and where they're going to come from, etc., etc. But it's going to be another doozy of a competition. Because it's October already, you know. There's eggs in Woolworths.
Yeah.
You say eggs in Woolworths, can't say anymore. No Woolworths. Right then, now, so I've got a little bit of additional material for you, Tone.
Okay.
And I'm going to start off with something I was going to do at the end of the show, but we've got something to do at the end, else to do at the end of the show now. And this is a book I've mentioned before, which has been written by a guy called the Great Sebastiano. And the book is called The Book of Magic Bollocks. And what it is, it's a book, it's almost like a handbook explaining close-up magic. And he asked me if I'd ever read through it to sort of proof it and look out for the funny bits.
Okay.
And see if anything could be improved on. And bearing in mind that I don't like magic. And I went, yeah, sure. And I went, oh, God, this is going to be tedious. And I read it. And do you know what? It's a really, really good read. And I really enjoyed it. And even though I still don't like magic, I will acknowledge at least that people who practice close-up magic are very talented, very dedicated people with very, very strong hands.
All right.
And there's a little bit at the back of the book, on page 212, if you should be interested, in the acknowledgement section, he would like to acknowledge Paul B. Edwards, comedian, who, despite a deep loathing of magic and magicians, agreed to trudge through the manuscript in a hopeless search for some funny. And he's written a little note in the front as well, so I'm quite proud of this. To Paul, thanks for your help and support with this book. Are you sure you wouldn't like to take up magic? You'd fit right in, Seb, the Great Sebastiano. No, never, under no circumstance. But a really, really good read. And I'm looking, it's published by Wizard FX Productions.
Okay.
I'm not going to give out the address. You will never, never. But if you are remotely interested in close-up magic, might I recommend The Book of Magic Bollocks? Not least because I provided a couple of the funnies. Well, I didn't really. He's a funny bloke. I kind of just went, yeah, you want to just change that word. You know, it was like that. I didn't add jokes to it. I just went, that might work better that way around, just in a couple of cases. He's done most himself. Absolutely brilliant. Right, so that's that. But the thing that I want to do in this bit is, of course, a tradition on Punky in recent weeks, Poetry Corner.
Mm.
And this week, she does remain mysterious, but it's once again coming from Joni H. Giz, who this week is the Farnborough Fanny Fiddler.
Nice.
Which is a little bit easier than the fisting incident of last week. And so here goes with her latest limerick. At picking ace tunes, you're clearly no dope. When I say Punky's puckers, no soft soap. Yep, you are grand. Now give your poor hand an hour off from polishing the Pope.
Like it.
I quite like the idea of my knob being vaguely ecclesiastical. Let's face it, Tone. There's enough women down the years have gone, oh, God, know it. She is moving around the country licking women one city at a time. That's quoted from me. I forgot as well that Limousine have used a quote from me in their latest press release as well. And hello to Dean, Limo Dean, because they did a gigger on top of the IPC building the other day and said it was brilliant, but it was 10 floors from the nearest bar. I can see that being a problem. Right, next track, Tone. Now, this is very important.
Okay.
I do not say this lightly. This track, oh yes I do, it's not the one I thought it was. This is a band we have played before called Kitty in a Casket. Now you might want to pay attention to the fact that the first track we played was by The Monsters.
Okay.
And this track is by Kitty in a Casket. The track's called Space Invaders. It's from their album Horror Express. I interviewed Kitty a couple of years ago. Really, really lovely woman. Really, really good band. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Kitty in a Casket.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B and Internet One, and this is Space Invaders.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kitty in a Casket, who are, I think they're Austrian. So we've played Swiss and Austrian so far. I wonder what's coming next. It's actually getting quite exciting. I was wondering, have you got any, any Facebook comments, Rob?
I do.
Excellent.
Thank you for your Facebook comments. Don't forget, please do like our wall if you are the Facebook persuasion. Search Punky Radio, and there'll be a radio station, Punky Radio, that comes up. That's us. Click on that, like it, and leave us a comment on our wall. And we'll read it out. If you don't like Facebook, or you want to vote for us at Podcast Alley, or if you... Actually, either way, vote for us anyway. Please do vote for us, because we've got no
just
votes this
both.
Month.
Yeah. Do both.
Go to punkyradio.com. Top of screen, important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject and a comment, if you so wish, because we read them out. We've had one so far this month. It is a new month, it's October, so get them in. Thank you very much.
This week is the week to do it.
Yeah, get it done, get it out of the way, and then you can look forward to Halloween.
Get her done!
And we've got two Facebook comments. First one, Scott Bowman. Listen to this every night while at work. Thanks for giving me something decent to listen to, rather than the constant playing of Lady Gaga and her acid jazz solos that Sainsbury's think Night Shift love. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks now, the only problem with that show. Is, yeah. If he's listening to it every night, he's going to catch up.
True.
He's going to catch up. Yeah, and then his work's going to become more difficult. Although we have information later on in the show, which may lead him to perhaps flicking to a new internet station. Who knows?
That's true. Welcome to the show, Scott. And Helen Dawes. Hello, Helen.
Hey!
Punky, truly a modern establishment of ginormous cultural proportions. A true enrichment for anyone who cares to listen. Those who don't should stick to the Archers. A cup of tea and a custard cream. Thank you, Helen.
Yes, it is actually ginormous. You can either listen to the Archers with a cup of tea and a custard cream, or indeed, It's a Frog's Life. Yeah. Or you can listen to Punky Radio with a large glass of cannabis absinthe and some chips.
Nice. Never again.
What,
that's
the
it?
Chip?
Yeah. Absinthe's fine.
Yeah. It makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
Right, so you're done, are you? So we're on to the next one.
Yeah.
Brilliant. This is, right, I'll tell you all about this after we've played it, but this is another band that I've been a fan of down the years, but I've not been a fan of everything they've done. And aren't I glad that they've re-released this? This is Baby Woodrow's Chemical Buzz. That was Baby Woodrow's and Chemical Buzz, Tony. And I've actually written a bit down about this because I wanted to get it right. October 24th, sees the re-release of Baby Woodrow's second album, Love Comes Down. It was originally only available in Scandinavia. There were only 500 copies made on vinyl. That makes it more rare than Paul B's first CD.
Wow.
Just so you know. It's being reissued on Bad Afro Records, and it's a beauty. I have listened to a lot of the tracks on it. It's absolutely brilliant. This is it. That has been Chemical Buzz. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much to Lars from Bad Afro Records for making that available to us. Now, as a track three goes, so we'd heard from the Swiss, we'd heard from the Austrians, now Baby Woodrow's from Denmark, and we had a monster, a kitty, and now we've had a baby. Mm. Can you see where this is going, Tone? Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you're listening to Planet Smashes on this right now. Thanks, James. Like a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Now, did you do anything last week? You did, didn't you? You got some news, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we finally bought a house.
I think
it's actually going to happen. It's a nice little three-bed semi in Mapley. Very happy about it.
I've got a semi.
So did I. But now I'm thinking about all the work I've got to do on it. But you know, it's really happy. So after about 10 months of looking, we finally found something. And I think we're not going to get screwed over this time.
Excellent. You managed to say screwed over and semi, and that the work's going to be hard. Well done. That's an excellent way to talk about a house.
Yeah, really good news.
So that took up most of it, did it? Most of the week?
Pretty much, yeah. It was just chasing around solicitors and then mortgages and things like that. But that's the main thing that happened.
I had an hilariously long drive to Falmouth that led to me embarking on basically 4 days of fun, and I've blogged about it, which is Paulie B, PORLYBEE.blogspot.com for the full story. But briefly, I'll just pick out a couple of things that happened on the way down. On the way down, I picked up, we'd arranged it. I picked up a stand-up comic called Jessica Fostercue. And on the way down, I thought she'd been very familiar, as if she sort of knew me better than I thought we'd met each other the first time. And about halfway down, we were talking about something. And she said, yeah, you talked about that in Edinburgh. I went, oh, really? I know that Edinburgh is always a bit of a haze for me. Apparently, I spent a whole evening with her in a pub. All sorts. Don't remember a thing about it. We got the Falmouth. We went to Rick Steen's fish and chip shop.
Good.
Well, it was overpriced. The fish was nice. And then the gig that night was 180 18-year-olds on Freshers Week.
Oh, dear.
And a 33-year-old woman from Stevenage who came down the pub with us afterwards. It was brilliant. I had such a good laugh. Next morning, I thought, because it's been a heat wave and that, I thought, oh, I'll stick around in Falmouth, it'd be great. Nuh-uh. Sea mist, big fog until lunchtime, so I left. And what I did, I drove to Holsworthy, where I've done gigs before, where I thought, I'll nip in there for lunch and see my mate Lee on the way up. So I did. He was, let's just say, he was surprised to see me, but he did give me a free pie. Fantastic place. It's called the Market Inn in Holsworthy. If you ever there, go, it's brilliant. Then from there, I went across country up to Wyverly's Combi, where I was last week, because what I forgot last week was that I didn't give them my room key back and I didn't pay my bar bill. And bless them, they never got in touch about either of them, but I felt guilty all week. So I went back up there and I went in and went, there's the key to room two and there's the 15 quid for my bar bill. And they were even more shocked than Lee had been. I then drove to Dorchester. God, I had such a day. I then drove to Dorchester where I did a gig that night in the Corn Exchange, which was excellent. And then I drove back. And then the next day, I did Dolly's Autumn Barn Party. But I'm not going to tell you about that or what happened after in Harlow. You're going to have to read about them if you want to. They'll be on the blog. I'm posting it tonight. So by Wednesday night, the blog will be up if you want to hear about what I did then. Because right now, it's time to get on with the next two tracks. Now, the next two tracks are not typical punky fare, but fit in very nicely. First up, we've got an artist called Dave Parsons, who, and this has come through from Nicotine Records. We're really, really mucking about with the labels everyone this week. Brilliant. And this is a new album out called Unstable. And the song's called Devon. We'll be playing it in a second. What I want to know is, what is Dave Parsons' website?
DaveParsons.com?
No, DaveParsons69.co.uk, making it probably be in the set too, Tony One. And while we're here, what is Baby Woodrose's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BabyWoodrose.
It is, that makes it 2-2. Listen out for Nephrak, an ancestor. But right now, here's Dave Parsons, Devon.
fixation. You think you know what sense is, but you're out there jumping fences. I can see you standing, I can see you've got the fear. I get into my combi and I see you next year. Don't forget your phone, don't forget your safety code. I'm gonna find a son, gonna get myself some fun. You better not be late because there ain't no turning back this time. I'm going down, down to Devon. I'm going down, down to Devon. In the longest running play, it's all a fucking cliche and it's driving me insane. I'm going round in circles on a line that never stops. I'm drowning in a river that will never reach the sea. There's nothing I want to do, there's no place that I won't go. No door that I won't open if behind is something new. Time is getting tight, but I won't give up without a fight. I'm going down, down to Devon. I'm going down, down to Devon.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nephrack, and you're right, that was a bit of punk metal for you there, from their new album, which I have in front of me as well, called Sectariana. And first of all, let's get out of the way first. What is Nephrack's website?
Nephrack.com.
It is. And Nephrack is spelled N-E-P-H-W-R-A-C-K. Tony 3, put it in the internet 2. So just to recap, so far we've had the Monsters and a Monster. We've had Kitty in the Casket, a kitty. We've had Baby Woodrose, a baby. We've had Dave Parsons, a parson. We've now had Nephrack, a nephew and an ancestor in the same one. Can you see where this is going, Tony?
Don't know. Maybe.
It's just, well, it's just people, things and family members.
People, things and family members.
It's people, things and family members so far. And do you know what? It's all happened by accident. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. Let's hear them. It's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, I do realise when I said that, of course, that I've got to do the song and you were waiting, and that's why there was an odd pause.
It's all right. We like pauses. It's nice.
Well, you make. I think it's unprofessional rubbish.
Okay. Well, another week, another three gigs at the 12 bar. We're going to do the weekends as usual. Don't forget, it's still on Denmark Street. It's still in London. And here we go for this weekend. Friday, 7th of October. Country Dirt. Kathleen Haskard. Sam Salen. Emma Tricker. Victoria Mosley. Thomas Thurkel. Terry Jones. Guy Neil Williams and more to be confirmed. It's a 10 years and counting London event.
Right. I
think it might be political.
It looks like there's a lot on.
Yeah.
And normally, when things are political, you tend to get charged more.
Okay.
But it's Thursday, isn't it?
Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, I'll go £6.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Saturday, 8th of October. Solely Morning, The Field People, Dandies, and more to be confirmed. It's in one of those 12 Bar Club and Enterprise Studios nights.
Right.
Seems to be every couple of weeks, so how much do you think that is?
£6 again.
Five.
Oh.
Yeah.
Recession busting Saturdays.
It is.
It's like Sundays happening a day early.
Sunday, 9th of October. Bob Bowsley and Jude Resign. And more to be confirmed. How much do you think that is on Sunday?
I'm going to go crazy here. I'm going to go £3.
It is £3.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, I've clutched victory from the hands of defeat there.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good value.
That is. Yeah. That's it for the 12 Bar Club.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. If you have a gig, by the way, that you would like us to talk about, do email Tony at punkylady.com and he will probably mention it. Just title the email Gig Guide or something.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be 12 Bar every week. It can be whatever.
Yeah. So, you might be aware that we haven't played a lot of punk on this show yet. I'm changing that right now, because we're going to revisit the fantastic album that is Lean Mean Street Machine by my new favourite Australian punk band, Rust. You might remember we played a track of theirs the other week called Female Japanese Psycho Killer. And we got another one for this week, another great one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Rust's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/rustmusic.
No, MySpace.com/rustpunk, which makes it poorly be the internet 3, Tony 3. And you know how we've had a monster, a kitty, a baby, a parson, and a nephew, and an ancestor?
Uh huh.
Boys will be boys.
Playing wars, grab their knives and settling scores, knocking on doors, right now.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Going to the NEC on Friday for the Grand Designs exhibition on conference on. So I'm going to go check
just
that out.
Just what have you got planned for this house?
Something grand and designy.
Yeah, we're going to build a tower in the back of it and stick a girl up there with really long hair.
Yeah. Oh, cool idea.
All right. And that's on Friday.
Friday, yeah, we've got free tickets, so we're going to bob along.
How have you got free tickets?
I think Steph got them through some contact.
Not fair enough. Yeah, right. Well, I'm not doing anything as good as that, really. I've got, as of today, I've now got a gig in Sandgate, which is near Folkestone, on Thursday night. And Friday and Saturday, I'm at a lovely little gig called Mr. Ben's, which is in Leeds.
Oh, wow.
And I'm headlining the show in Sandgate, and then I'm the compere in Leeds. So if you are in either Folkestone or Leeds over the next few days and you fancy meeting up, do show up. Afraid I don't have information about ticket prices for either gig, but the Sandgate one is in a hotel. There's not a, if you type in Sandgate and comedy into Google, it comes up straight away. And Mr. Ben's in Leeds has got his own website as well, which I don't have at my disposal because I'm an idiot. But that is pretty much what I've got planned this week. So yeah, I was thinking of applying to become the new Nottingham Forest manager. But then I thought it's quite a scary place to be at the moment, Notts, because I don't know whether you saw the bloke who tried to steal the JCB.
Yeah.
And seen the, it's fantastic, isn't it?
In Wassup.
In Wassup. Yeah. I'll tell you what up. The police helicopter followed him all the way, didn't it? Brilliant.
He had no chance.
Crazy guy. He's gone in Nick 4.5 years.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, Steve McLaren's gone somewhere else.
He should go to football prison.
Yeah.
Mate, I picked it in Forest. I really thought he was going to be all right as well. It was very upsetting.
I thought he might, but anyway.
Yeah. Here we go with the thing I said at the start that was really important news. But it's happening now. You might remember that the other week I went to Bullstock Music Festival in Bulldock. Hmm. And I went there with an ex-student of mine called Jade. And Jade was telling me that she started a band, and the band are called Dirty Parlay. And I saw them there. Do you know what? They've only done half a dozen gigs. I think they're really, really good. They've just recorded a live demo. I think it was posted on Facebook yesterday. These songs are free to listen to on their Facebook page. I'd normally ask you about it after, but I'm going to ask you now. What is the Facebook page for Dirty Parlay?
Facebook.com/DirtyParlay.
It is, and Parlay doesn't have the acute on the E on Facebook. It's DirtyParlay. And this is a track that when they do it live, it's a callback thing. They get the audience shouting out as well. The audience don't appear on this. And also bear in mind that this is a rough live demo. But I just think it sounds really good. And I wanted Punky Way to be the first people to ever play them, because I think they've got half a chance of doing well here. I think they're really, really good. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe their music, really. It's sort of, it's got a very 80s feel to it, and it's got a very alternative feel to it. Sometimes it sounds a bit gothy, but do you know what? There's like, I don't want to sound like an arsehole and say, oh, but there's modern pop sensibilities. It's pretty catchy, put it that way. Once you've heard it, you will be singing to yourself, whether you like it or not. So we're going to play it right now. You found out the Facebook thing. Here we go. This is Dirty Parlay and Alice in Warland.
Right here.
So you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm happy to say thanks at that point as well. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I just can't say thanks. Thanks. While bringing on. I do think that's catchy. If you want to find out more about them, as I say, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/dirtyparlay. We might even play another one of their tracks in the coming weeks. You never know. Now, information, Tony. Have you got a twat?
No.
Again. This is getting serious. Right, I think what we should do is, why don't you tell us your exciting new news, and then we'll make the twat appeal after that.
Okay.
All right, is that all right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right, so as of today, we are on a new internet radio station. We mentioned briefly last week that there might be one coming up, and it's been confirmed. So from now on, from every Monday at 4 p.m. CET, I think that's right, isn't it? Central Time. We are on Pudunk Radio.
CST, Central Standard Time.
CST. Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. Tuned in. I've listened to 3 or 4 songs at random over the past hour, 2 hours, and they've all been good. So it's
really good, isn't it?
It's really good, yeah.
Good station.
And around us, for example, the schedule on the Monday from now on will be the Random Podcast at 7 a.m. At 12, the You've Got Good Taste Podcast. We're on at 4. After this is the Nasty Grind, Way Past Cool, and then Unknown Radio. And examples of other shows is the Psychobilly Show on Tuesday, the Pudunk Punk Show, Jake's Inferno, the Ball Pit. It all sounds very good, and if anything is to go by what I've listened to today, it's a great station, so do check it out.
It looks what they've done, and I do include ourselves in this, is what they've done is they've picked out podcasts all very different from each other to put them back to back on the show. Not back to back, but you know, to have them over the day on the show. And each one, I know that we play all sorts of music, but like there is a garage punk one, there is a psychobilly one, there is a punk one, you know. There's all things for all people on this station, and it sounds really, really good. So if you do fancy giving another station a try, and not to take anything away from the station we're already on, which we'll talk about in the next bit, but I'm very, very pleased that we're now on it. And if anyone is listening to this show through that station, I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying it. A little bit different, a bit, because I suspect we talk a bit more than other people. Now then, saying that, new listeners to Podunk, maybe you need to find out about the twat. So Tony, succinctly and clearly explain what is going on with Is a Twat.
Yeah, so over the past few months, we've had very little twat. Occasionally a little bit of twat coming through, but not so much. So I need twat to read out. So every week on the show, we pick one person out who is deemed worthy of the title Is a Twat. But I need you as listeners to email me in to nominate them. And we refuse to believe there are no twats left in the planet. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Every twat received with thanks, and I reply to all emails. So please don't think you're wasting your time. Email it through. It will probably be used. So email me now.
Yes. I miss it.
Yes.
We just haven't had enough twat recently. I miss twat.
Yeah.
It has to be said. So anyway, do that. Right, last track, this week's show. And it's another one that I can't really describe. And so I've written something down about it. And it's by a band called Mummy Short Arms. Right.
Okay.
And this came through this afternoon via Google. Right, asking if I'd be interested in playing it. I listened to it, I went, yeah. Now, here we go. So I've written something again. I don't really know how to describe this band, but someone else described them as crazy pirate folk rock. Now that is 75% perfect as far as I'm concerned. Guess which bit's the 25%? The folk! I actually think the best thing to do is not try and pigeonhole it and just love it instead. But before I do, I'm just going to recap on the bands this week. Here we go. The Monsters. Kitty in a Casket. So we've got a monster and a kitty. Baby Woodrow's a baby. Dave Parsons, we've got a Parson. Nephrak, ancestor, we've got a nephew and an ancestor. Rust, boys will be boys. Dirty Parlay, Alice in Warland. That's Alice, that's a girl. And last up, the band are called Mummy Short Arms. We've even got a mummy to finish. And do you know what? I've meant none of it. It's just pure luck. Hey, sometimes you get lucky on Punky. Tony, what is Mummy Short Arms' Facebook page?
facebook.com/mummyshortarms.
It is, and I think that makes it Tony 5, probably the internet 3, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Well, it's another win for you, it's fair enough. This is Change.
Some suicidal sound is sucking your soul. You look over his shoulder, but you don't know which way to go. And my soul jumps out of my body for the second time. He looks right back at me and cries out, "Hey man, you ain't mine." All this happiness being sewn onto my skin, but it changes with every single situation that I'm in. Put on this knuckle of a reality. But all this depression, well, it's just a depression in my mind. It's all about a change.
Change.
It's all about a change. Your body. Torturing you, but you can't help putting your left foot in your right shoe. Like a chameleon, you just got to react. I better do what feels right and staying on the perfect straight track. But you still call for three green old rounds. I don't pick my needles up.
Short Arms, thank you so much for listening to 2 Week, and thank you to our new listeners on Podunk, as well as the listeners that we already have on our existing internet radio stations, Tony, which are
Hussy Skunk at hussyskunk.com, The Roach Radio, which you can find by searching for Facebook for Roach Radio. It's also called the Internet's Talk Superstation. And finally, we're on Mover Radio, movaradio.com. We're on Channel 2, the hard drive, at various times of day, and we're not on. All the great shows are on, so please do check those out.
And all four stations are different but equal. Yes. I just want you all to know, I treat you girls the same.
Beautiful.
It's very important. Also, we haven't mentioned this week, have we? That we, if you haven't already, if you could review us at iTunes. How do people do that, Tony?
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. It makes a massive difference if you do so. We've had one new American review, so if you are in the US, please do check some more through, because I'm going to try and save them up until I've got four or five, and then I'll read them out. Easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up your music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. Log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the US or UK, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your review, and we'll read it out.
I want your poetry corners, I want your words of the week, and I want your comedy suburbs to poorly be at punkyradio.com. Tony wants your twats, and he wants your podcast alley votes this week. We want you to review us at iTunes. We want you to listen to their radio stations. We're quite demanding, aren't we?
Yeah, very much.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. No, that's the wrong way around. Yes, it is. It's right. A poog. A poog. A poog.